Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11 Grinds. Gonna take a look at some pitching for today, the 21st of August. Monday with an 8-game main slate of action. Weather-wise, looks like we're pretty clear. Maybe a slight risk of some rain hitting Oakland, but other than that, it appears we are good to go on the weather front. Pretty hot in Atlanta, 92 degrees roughly. Otherwise, every other game on the main slate is basically in the 70s. Pittsburgh might cross the 80 degree mark. So, taking a look at some pitching. We get Blake Snell at the top, taking on the Marlins and Johnny Cueto. Blake Snell's been pretty strong, obviously, all season, or most of the season, shouldn't say all. Started out rougher. Walk's still an issue. K's have come down a little bit recently, but he's still keeping guys off of the plate, not really allowing any runs. Don't see a line yet for this game. I wonder if there's some questions about the stadium or whatever, after dealing with landfall, hurricane. These two teams played a doubleheader on Saturday, I believe, to move Sunday's game up. So that's about the only weather issues that we might have to worry about, is the status of the ballpark. But Blake Snell certainly at the top for me. Shut down the Marlins first time he faced them, picking up wins which are important at home. Those 4 points are tend to be pretty important at the end of the night, especially if you can get 4 points from one of your pitchers late. That usually jumps you up pretty well. Luis Castillo against the White Sox, a -190 road favorite. I am interested. I don't love his road numbers. Seems to be a little different of a pitcher on the road. More home runs per inning, less Ks, far more base runners. Coming off a rough road start against Kansas City. So his last two road starts, he's gone 13 innings and allowed 11 runs. Certainly always capable of a big performance. Did dominate Arizona on the road. Really strong against Minnesota on the road. Dominated Houston on the road. So he's certainly capable. So he's definitely going to be in my pool this evening. Jordan Montgomery on the road against Arizona, a -155 favorite. Total approaching 10 in that game. Arizona lit him up earlier this season. He's looked pretty decent. He's coming off of a ridiculously strong game for the Rangers. He's given up just 5 runs in his 3 starts with the Rangers. I just don't know if I want to pay $9,800 for Jordan Montgomery. He's a decent option. Arizona has been struggling for the most part in the second half, and I guess it is a price drop. He was just 11K, which I didn't play him at 11K, and I wish I would have. Looking at the 30 fantasy points, but we make decisions and live with the outcomes afterwards. Lucas Giolito, no thanks. I think he just hasn't looked strong with the Angels. He was solid against the Giants. But, man, I don't. The Cincinnati team is so Jekyll and Hyde. The Angels are a -125 favorite in this one. So maybe I am a little interested, but I know their strikeouts in the Cincinnati lineup, but They have plenty of upside against right-handed pitching. So I guess right now I'd put Giolito kind of on the borderline. He and Montgomery, the way I feel about both of them is, kind of indifferent, I guess, at this point. They may make it, they may not. We'll just kind of see how my pool comes together as the day goes on. If I had to guess, probably one of them makes my pool, with the upside to have both of them. Ashcraft in that same game. This time around at the major league level, he's getting it done. 3 runs or less in every start since the end of June. His first start back from the minors wasn't good, and then since then everything's been really strong. K's are kind of all over the place though. Two last game, two against the Dodgers, just five, but they had 7 and 8, so I think there's upside with him. There's a rumor that Mike Trout might be returning. His overall numbers are better on the road as well, which is nice here. I'm not gonna lie, I think I have more interest in Graham Ashcraft than Giolito, but Ashcraft can get blown up pretty badly. Be interesting to see what Angels lineup comes out with Mike Trout in it, and how they work with all the outfielders they have now. So James Paxton, a minus 130 underdog, I guess. So it looks like Houston's a minus 130 favorite. I don't mind Paxton. Hasn't been as strong on the road. Has had a home run issue recently. Multiple home runs allowed in two out of his last three starts. Strikeouts have been down a little bit. I mean, Paxton feels like a guy who probably should fade. Eliminating the name value to him. But if Houston's without Kyle Tucker again, it raises my intrigue level a little bit. So we'll have to pay attention to that Houston lineup. Toussaint, it's been pretty good in Chicago. Coming off a bad start against the Cubs. But he's had some strong starts. Kind of all over the place. Taking on a Seattle squad that strikes out a ton. Big issue here, though, is 14 walks over his last three starts. I don't like those trends. Four or nine strikeouts in each of his last four starts. So, basically, kind of know early if he's going to be on or not, based on picking up a strikeout or two in the first inning. But I like the matchup for K upside. I really do. Some of the Seattle bats have been pretty hot. They started out hot yesterday in the game, and then they kind of faded. So interesting to see. I think Toussaint's in play because of the upside, the K upside, but he's probably more like a 10% play for me, especially because we have Alan Winans priced similarly for Atlanta. He dominated this Met squad the last time he faced or pitched in the majors. I don't really expect him to dominate the same level, but he looked good against Milwaukee in his debut. Only going 4 1/3 though. I think he's pretty strong. I wonder if he made a start when he went back down or not, because it's been 9 days, so I'm gonna have to dig into his most recent outings in the minors to make sure he's coming in on normal rest or a normal schedule, I guess. So I like him. He's been pretty impressive to me, so I have no problem going with him at all. Christian Javier pitching at home where he's been much better, but I don't really know that I want to use a pitcher against Boston right now either. Especially Javier, who hasn't been overly sharp. The K's haven't been there. I think we can pass on Javier and not feel terrible about it. Paul Blackburn has been at his best at home, allowing just three home runs at 37 innings, more than a K per inning at home. Zero runs allowed in two out of his last three starts. I know Kansas City went on a little hot stretch with their offense, but I think they've cooled down a little bit. Oakland is actually a -130 favorite in this game. I think Blackburn makes a ton of sense in this matchup. There is some K upside. So I think Blackburn makes a lot more sense to me than a guy like Christian Javier in a tougher matchup whose Ks haven't been there, etc. So can't believe I'm going to be using an Oakland pitcher, but here we are. That's really it. I think we have to consider Drew Rom here. Maybe more than consider him. He's a little older in the prospect world, if I remember correctly. But he was part of the Jack Flaherty trade. Made two great AAA starts for St. Louis, getting the call up to make his major league debut. He's min priced. He's against a weaker Pittsburgh squad. Interesting what the line will be. I don't see one at the moment, but at min price, a regular starting pitcher. It's the only, about the only time that I look at a price point and think, all right, that there's value there. Especially on this slate where it isn't a ton of slam dunk pitching options. I think we can get away with relying on a min price pitcher. Plus, he's going to make a regular start. So, to me, it's close to a no-brainer, especially because he's getting a weak offense on the opposition. Now, I do wish he was right-handed against Pittsburgh. They do have some guys that can hit left-handed pitching a little bit, but Dallas Keuchel just shut them down yesterday as a lefty. So, that could be a good thing, or it could bring them in to be a little more prepared for a left-handed pitcher. But Rom at 4K just makes a ton of sense to me, especially for the people that are going to be stacking Atlanta. It's going to be a popular play with Atlanta stacks. So I guess you can adjust from there and kind of gain leverage that way too, if you really wanted to try to avoid using Rom with Atlanta. But there we have it. There's the first look at pitching. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our coaches, tools, Sheets, Discord. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.